Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Shoot, yeah, here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, an epic Sports Friday here with you. We're about 20 minutes from what you're drinking and what you're thinking live at the Globe Comerica Backyard, where the fans are coming in and putting in on some pretty outstanding Corey Seager replica postseason jerseys. It's got the replica patch on it. Those look sharp for getting free with tickets.
Yeah.
Everybody's
yeah.
putting them on. I think it might be a blue out here with these jerseys.
Yes.
But, yeah, that's the deal today here is the Corey Seager giveaway. They have some amazing stuff happening all weekend long, and including Mission Gray Wolf 22 tomorrow. It's a John Gray deal. You got the Texas Rangers yearbook on Sunday for the first 25,000 fans. It'll be a Bluebell ice cream Sunday, dollar ice cream for kids 13 and under. It's going to be a great weekend, and Ron's here. We talked with Ron Washington back there in the 320 segment. He was as epic and legendary as ever. So best of luck him and the Angels, of course, after this weekend. Okay, General at your service, at ease. There's Brian Broaddus. Lucius Alexander is filling in today for both Woolchuck and Chiafalo, pulling double duty here hosting On Set with us. If you'd like to come say hi, I know a lot of people ask, where's Lucius? He's here right now with us. And it might be a while before he's at a remote again. Do you like doing this, Lucius? Should we try to strong arm management to get this to full time or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, I don't mind. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's even better when people bring you food, right?
Yeah, how about
stuff like that.
It's all good.
Yeah. Food or cocktails.
Is it weird not being in control of all the music?
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Well, it's great to have you here. Of course, Chris Strong is filling in back in the Pimp Cup at Master Control, and Carter Freeman is still coordinating your video, and Woolchuck and Chiafalo will be back, and we'll have the full half dozen in regular configuration for you on Monday. Very unique day at the PGA Championship. Scottie Scheffler arrested. Asked Jeff Darlington, the reporter, if he could do anything to help. And the answer at that point was no. And the police said, no, you can't help. He's going to jail. Now, do you have any other questions beyond that? And Jeff got the story. He had a smartphone up. He happened to be next to Scheffler. Scheffler's trying to get into the PGA Championship. And the cop's like, no, you can't come in right now. And Scheffler's like, you don't know who the hell I am. Decided to, take matter into his own hands. There was a fatality on the scene. So they were, like, totally shutting down, it was essentially a potential crime scene.
Yeah.
Insurance is involved, the fatality, $1 million settlements. So they want to, get everything handled. And Scheffler did not have the appropriate amount of patience or respect for law enforcement and ends up arrested with like four charges, including assault on an officer, because he's driving. Officer grabs onto his car and Scotty didn't stop.
No.
So he's kind of lucky he didn't get beat up. If you kind of look at it that way. I don't know to what extent. We'll have to see what extent the officers, the golf course, the PGA might be to blame as well for Scotty not having a more direct path in. But I think he tried to use his sports superstar entitlement a little bit, and it backfired on him.
Yeah, Scotty's in the wrong here, for sure. But I also want to point the finger at the PGA of America for not notifying there, and maybe we'll hear about it later. Maybe it'll be a situation where, yes, no, we told our rank and file that there's going to be some issues getting in. We have a fatality here, and we're going to have some issues. We're going to have to take you in another way, you know. So I feel like, though, that there's, yes, Scotty to blame, maybe some new staffing involved to blame with the police, and maybe some guys were involved that probably hadn't been involved with the traffic flow before. And so you have that possibilities. But the PGA of America, they have to look at themselves that, like, they allowed the world number one player to be put in a situation where he was taken to jail this morning.
Yeah.
So that's not good for anybody that's involved here. But more the fatality, though, is the real story here.
Sure.
But it's really unfortunate that even happened. But that, and all that now, you know, you have a very recognizable golfer to the golfing world, mm-hmm. world number one, has got an arraignment in Louisville, Kentucky on Tuesday. He's going to have to stay over and be a part of that.
At 877-881-1053, if you'd like. Who do you think's more in the wrong here based on what we know now?
Is Jeff Darlington, a friend?
He's a reporter for ESPN. He is.
But is he a friend? Because the way he explained it to me, when I seen it this morning, I was like, okay, he's just detained after a traffic misunderstanding.
Yeah, Darlington.
I didn't know it was what it was until I seen the video.
Darlington is new to this golf world, and he's down in Florida. So yeah. They put him on the coverage for ESPN with the Masters, and evidently he developed some friendships. He's a really good reporter. And he was doing his job watching people, watching the world number one coming in. It just happened to be standing right there when all that went down. So he was just doing his job. But Darlington really, I mean, he's a recognizable guy, mainly to football people, more so than golfers. But, yeah.
I mean, Darlington clearly seen it. It was a misunderstanding before he even jumped off to where the levels it got to.
Right.
Yeah.
So hopefully it gets squashed faster than it becomes something else,
you
know, gets larger.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, you know, like, how much was he hurt? How much did he refuse the orders of the police?
Yeah.
No,
he's in the wrong.
The charges read as pretty serious.
Yeah, Scotty's in the wrong here, and the fact that an officer had to go to the hospital and get checked for wrist problems, and then also, you know, his uniform, they said his uniform got destroyed because he got drugged.
Oh, no.
I mean, they'll put you in jail if you, like, body slam the police dog who's biting you.
Right.
They'll be like, that's assault on an officer.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, well, the dog was biting me. Yeah, well, you should have stopped. You know, and I'm like, okay.
They give you assault with a deadly weapon because it's a car.
Yeah.
So you're lucky he didn't get all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we shall see how that plays out. Obviously, world number one, DFW's own. I suggested earlier maybe, you know, this is his privacy biting him for the first time because he's just so anonymous. And maybe the guy didn't recognize who you were. You know, I've been in situations in Oxnard, you know, when it backs up and you're trying to get into training camp and you come around that corner and they say, the lot is closed. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm working here. I'm a media member. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't realize that it was going to get to this. And 9 out of 10 of them will be like, oh, okay, well, yeah, we just got everybody backed up. Why don't you come through here? They'll find you a spot over there. But every now and then there's a dude who's just like, no, I am under orders, under no, you know. And it's like, I think in those situations sometimes, like, talking about things is a block, right?
Well,
so if you got a guy that doesn't want to listen to you, he's just like, nope, I have orders, nobody's getting through, shut up. You're like, okay, how am I going to respond to this now?
Yeah.
You know, and I, from my experience going to sporting events, that's what I think happened. I think the traffic police were under a high pressure situation, had zero patience, had zero presence, and didn't want to listen to anybody.
You had a fatality.
Yeah.
You know, you had a situation where tensions were probably already high throughout. So I think the thing.
But it drives me absolutely up a wall as a paying customer when I arrive at these events and the dude is already bent. He should be sent home. That officer, once you lose patience and your blood pressure is up and you're barking at people, you're no longer in a place where you're helping serve customers. You're putting me in a bad mood as I'm pulling into this parking lot. And if I'm Scotty Scheffler, I might just ignore you, you know?
I think the one thing that's benefiting Scotty right now is, though, he was released on his own recognizance, right? So, you know, it's like he didn't have to pay bail and all that. He They said,
because when they got
downtown,
the cop's boss said, "What the hell did you do?
Yeah.
Who is in my lobby right now?
Get him out of here.
Yeah, who's wearing an orange, bad-fitting top?"
So we bring the PGA Championship to Valhalla and arrest their biggest star.
Yeah.
Got it, guys. Well done. I think it was a total cluster bleep by everybody involved. But not as big of a rampage as John Daly has been on the stuff of legends as he's not going to make the cut, but
he was bad yesterday for sure.
One hell of an impression.
Yeah.
He's a man that knows his way around some County Orange jumpsuits as well. Anyway, somebody was tracking.
They let him keep the Crocs. I can take these home with me.
Yeah.
Shower shoes.
Somebody was tracking his consumption on the golf course.
Oh, they've done that again. M&M's?
40 cigarettes.
Wow.
Four Snickers, two Coca-Colas. Number of bottles of water were not reported. I did have a Twix bar.
Yep.
Did have a Crunch bar. So he is just, I can't believe he's still alive, dude.
Yeah, come on, man. Like a Nestle's Crunch bar is what he ate?
Yeah.
So he's a lot of chocolate bars. Drinks sodas, smokes cigarettes, and plays golf.
Yeah, his
there was no alcohol in that one?
Yeah.
No, I guess he's not drinking Miller Lights in competition.
Okay.
This guy, was the PGA Championship? It was 30 years ago at Crooked Stick.
91, yeah. He was an alternate and got in and won and just blew everybody away with how far he was hitting the ball. Crooked Stick just was just useless against him with the length, and he won that the PGA that day, and he's a two-time major champ. He's also won an Open championship too. He beat who'd he beat? Rocco? Oh gosh, my Italian golfer. But anyway, he's a two-time major champion though. If you want to know him
at the PGA, he was in a green Reebok sweatshirt and a bowl cut mullet.
Yeah,
look at this.
Yeah.
Bowl cut.
Yeah.
Mullet.
Look at that.
Showed up, hitting it 325 yards, but he had to feel around the greens.
He has a tremendous touch for a guy that does. His swing goes way past parallel.
Yeah.
So you wonder how he has that kind of, but really good, the hands, the feel around the green.
Incredible coordination, but that's the best we can do, really, for some PGA Championship talks. Scheffler did bounce back incredibly. Shot 5 under 66 to go with yesterday's 67. Mm. He's three back of Xander, who followed up yesterday's 62. He is 12 under through 12, so three under for the day through 12. He might extend that lead. Morikawa is second, 11 under. Thigala is at 10 under. Then you have your group of Scotty there at 9 under, Brian.
DeChambeau
and Koepka 7 under.
Yeah, that's the rain came in. They're expecting rain again tomorrow, and you know that's about the rough, about the greens. You know the rain makes that course really defenseless. Though Sunday is supposed to be a little bit more firmer conditions, but you're probably going to see some low scores. This course plays really long anyway, so with the water on it though, it might make it a little bit tricky. They were hitting some of these guys were hitting. Harmon and others were hitting like hybrids into some of these holes, 500-yard par fours. You know, normally for a member, it's a par five. For these pros, it's a par four. So, you know, Brian Harmon, those guys are having to play some longer clubs. If you're not a longer hitter, then there's going to be some problems for you, maybe scoring well in these on the weekend.
Going to be a tough one there, indeed, an exciting weekend.
General, do you have your Fantex open at all? You can't see anything that they're saying back to you about your opinions?
What happened?
Does it sound like we're taking both sides when it comes to the golf situation and the police?
Yeah,
I
we
think
are.
So.
Yeah, okay.
Are we? Yeah. I thought we were. I'm blaming Scotty. I said he was. I said he had a problem. I mean, he's.
What did it sound like to you?
I mean, it sounded okay to me. But on the fan text, it's like, you guys are idiots. I can't believe you're explaining away the situation.
Okay, let me get some of these.
You want to read some of them?
We do have Eric Nadel coming up here, but he's taking the night off, so he's going to be on phone. Police aren't looking for famous people to let them slide by at a fatality scene because of who they are. Gavin, you are barking way too many what-ifs. And police were in the right, telling your Tolos that both sides were wrong is a disservice to the police community. Well, you know, I think if you're working crowd control and famous athletes are showing up and you block them from getting in and then you throw them in jail, I think you were probably partially at fault for not knowing the job duties of the day. It should have ended with Scottie Scheffler rolling down his window, looking at the officer, and the officer saying, "Oh, it's Scottie. Get out of the way." Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of the way. Here comes Scottie.
Because this is why you're here.
Get on his walkie-talkie. Oh, we got freaking Scottie Scheffler out here. Somehow he's next to the guy that just died.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to get him into this golf course real quick. I think his tee time's in about 90 minutes. So sorry about that. Nobody else is allowed through except Scottie. We good? Good.
Okay. That's how that goes. Right? But so if you're working crowd control at a PGA event and the world number one shows up and you end up arresting him, you know, I think you had multiple chances to de-escalate, but you're unqualified for the job, you know? Now, maybe the PGA Championship should have had a better entry, but I'm sure they did the best they could.
There's a lot of things. Like I said, I think Scottie's in the wrong here. I think it's unfortunately what happened with the police. But the governing body of the PGA of America should have had a better plan to get their golfers into the facility.
Yeah.
Gavin's going to get sued. How would that get me sued, 972? Okay, 469, former law enforcement officer here. Officer is a dummy, but you're underestimating how stupid people are when it comes to traffic direction.
Oh, that's
dumb.
True.
They're so dumb.
That's true.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, people freeze, though. I mean, from a citizen perspective, the cop's yelling at you, and you're like, crap, I don't know what to do. I don't want to make this guy matter, you know?
With the guy that shined the light in your eyes that time at the state fair.
Yeah, I do think they should be rotating those dudes out. Like, they've been out there for 8 to 10 hours barking at people, and they're like, they're kind of in fight mode.
Yeah.
They are. They're in no-nonsense fight mode. They're in you woke up your dad at 3 o'clock in the morning because you and your idiot friends were horse playing, you know, on a sleepover night, and now he's coming down like, I've had enough of this. You just woke up your mother. You know, that's the energy that they put off, like angry dad mode, not, hey, I'm here to help everybody get safely into the place and have a good time. And so that's what hacks me off.
So glad he read that. You know what I'm
Thank you for pointing that out.
I'm so glad you read it, buddy.
Yeah.
So you can flush it all the way out there.
Appreciate you. We got to run. It's time for the Expressway. Eric Nadel joins us next. You know, he was the birthday guy yesterday.
He was.
And on top of that, he has his birthday benefit in the auction, and he'll tell you all about that, plus how the Rangers get the best of the Angels coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. It's brought to you by the on-time experts, and we are now just 15 minutes from LA Live, a few minutes from what you're drinking and what you're thinking, as Eric Nadel joins us now for our weekly conversation, and a good afternoon and a happy belated birthday to you, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. A little bit exhausted after all the excitement of the birthday benefit concert last night, but I'm feeling really good.
Well, it's great to have you. It's great to have Ron Washington in town as well with these Angels. We had him on a couple of hours ago, Eric. It was a lot of fun to chat with him. What's your favorite memories of Ron Washington?
You know, I always was the first one who got a chance to talk to him. I would show up in his office around 3 o'clock every day, and he would be kicked back in his chair. He'd be listening to some Motown sound, Supremes or Marvin Gaye maybe, and going through his pack of cigarettes. And he'd have an ashtray completely full of butts. And he would like be surprised to see me. He'd say, oh, it's time already? And he would take the, he had this spray, this Ozuma spray,
yeah,
which, you know, is supposed to kill odors and gets rid of smoke. And so he would start spraying that stuff all over the place because he would do an interview with me, and then the writers would come into his office, and he didn't want everybody to have to smell his smoke. So he would spray the whole room with Ozuma, and so the room just completely smelled of Ozuma. And he was so considerate to try and make it tolerable for everybody. And it actually smelled pretty crappy from the Ozuma.
How were the smells last night at the birthday benefit and the good times? How were the vibes?
It was great. We had a fantastic time. It was really successful. We raised well over $100,000 for the Grant Halliburton Foundation. We had a fantastic performance by Leslie Mendelson and then by Rhett Miller. And the whole thing was just, it was superb. It was beyond my wildest dreams.
Okay, speaking of superb here with this baseball team, they're injured. But we got Seager, Semien, and Garcia that are kind of dialed in right now. Is this enough to carry us for another 3 weeks while we get healthy?
Well, they need some other guys to hit, too. You know, there have been some really good signs lately from both Leody and from Ezekiel Duran. You know, they need to, what Boach likes to call lengthening the batting order. They need to lengthen the batting order and, you know, get some production from the bottom, too. You know, it's not enough to just have those three guys swinging it. So, and I think that'll happen. I think we've seen some really good signs about the offense, you know, coming to life 1-9. And I think that's what really has to happen. Obviously, having Adolis and Seager producing runs is gigantic, but that can't be all.
Eric, have you been surprised or pleasantly pleased about how the Rangers starting pitching, even with all the injuries and stuff, how it's managed to hold together here the last several weeks?
I have been surprised, you know, very pleasantly surprised. You know, it helps that John Gray is superb every time he goes out there. But, you know, Jose Urania's done a nice job. Yeah, Andrew Heaney's been consistent over his last three or four starts. He's been really good. Dane Dunning should be back next week. And when Dunning's back in the rotation, you know, that'll fill the spot that was being occupied by Jack Leiter. So, I think the starters are doing really well. And when you look at the bullpen, and you realize that as the Rangers start getting starting pitching back, you know, they'll be able to move people into the bullpen, you know, whether it's Lorenzen or Dunning, who knows who moves into the bullpen, Heaney. It's going to make the bullpen that much better, particularly in those sixth and seventh inning roles where the Rangers have had some problems.
Eric, did you have to do a lot of extra work to learn about this Angels lineup? It's probably not one that you're totally familiar with. As we get ready for this series,
it was so much extra work that I decided to take the weekend off. So I said no. I'll leave that to Matt and Jared. And I'm not working these three games. You know, on my new 100 game plan, I've got to try and figure out what games to do and what games not to do. And I figured that, you know, after last night and all the work that goes into the birthday benefit, I'd need a couple of days of rest. So I'm letting them have this weekend.
Well, well-deserved, sir, well-deserved.
Great opportunity here with the Angels struggling in their first year under Ron Washington to get some wins here. How do we match up? How do you like the pitching assignments?
Well, you know, on paper, you know, the Rangers are looking pretty good, except for the fact that the Angels are starting two lefties in the first two games of the series, and the Rangers haven't been doing well against left-handed starters. And it doesn't seem to matter who the starter is. You know, on the last road trip, the Rangers faced five left-handed starters, none of whom would be considered premier pitchers in the league, and all five of them shut the Rangers down, you know, on two runs or less. And so that in itself makes you a little bit queasy about the pitching matchup. But based on who the people are, you would think the Ranger offense should certainly be able to produce against them if they're in anything close to normal production mode.
Before we let you go into the weekend, Eric, what are you drinking and what are you thinking?
Oh, I have been going through Topo Chico's at an incredible rate. I haven't been drinking alcohol for a few months now on the recommendation of my bio nutritionists. Mm-hmm. And so Topo Chico's become my drink, and I think I've probably gone through so many bottles, they can probably start a whole new plant for just from the bottles that I've gone through. And what I'm thinking is that I'm like the luckiest guy in the world. I got a chance yesterday to spend my birthday with, you know, a couple of hundred friends or would-be friends, listening to two of my favorite musical artists in the world, Rhett Miller and Leslie Mendelsohn, both of whom are really good friends of mine. I feel really blessed, really grateful, and very thankful to everybody who worked hard to make the event possible, and all the people who came and attended the event and bid on things in the silent auction. So thank you all so very, very much.
Thank you, Eric. Have yourself a fantastic weekend, and happy birthday, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. There he goes. And with that, it is time now for the one segment of the week where you were encouraged to call in while intoxicated in the process of catching the buzz. That's right. It's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking at 877-881-1053. We'll go around the studio, and then we will head out to your phone calls. There are only two rules of the segment. Number one, you answer the questions. And number two, you're not operating heavy machinery, which does include a vehicle.
Plus,
currently, I am drinking a 20-ounce Diet Coke, and I'm thinking just how blessed we are, Brian. These Rangers are champions.
Yeah.
We got the Mavs and Stars on the doorstep. Just 24 months ago, it looked like a barren, lost land of no championships for us. Now we got dogs in the hunt, and it doesn't seem like it's going to stop anytime soon.
I would have never believed that we would have done a spring and summer of radio and not have to talk about the Dallas Cowboys as much.
Right?
But, hey, thank you. Thank you to the Rangers. Thank you to the Stars. And thank you to the Mavs for allowing that to happen. I'm drinking. I had this bottle of water here since 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys are big water drinkers and stuff like that. The bottle is sat right there. It might as well be a paperweight. I need to drink more water.
Yeah,
so
indeed.
I need to. But what I'm thinking, though, is I'm so grateful that we have a great teammate like Lucius being out here with us
today.
Makes it a lot of fun. The people are excited to see him. So we carry on, and I pass it to Lucius Alexander.
Thank you, man. What am I drinking? I got a Reposado. It cost me $21. So I'm going to sip this slow.
Reposado, and what else? What do you mix that with?
It has some lime in it and some ice. That's okay. It. Yeah, just let it soak this thing. What am I thinking, though? I need some help. I got two questions, in fact. Ozuma or is it Ozium?
Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Ozuma or Ozium from Eric Nadel there talking about the fragrance.
Does that spray take your breath away?
The Ozium?
Like if you're spraying it and the sun gets up there, does it make you feel
I spray it away from me. I don't spray it around me. I kind of spray it away because, it will knock you out.
All right.
And two, man, I don't want to put my man business out there like that, but I am because I'm his dad. My son is experiencing his first little heartbreak.
Oh, no.
Little girl from here for 3 years.
She went off to school or something?
No.
No, they just broke up.
She sit in the punt team?
She was on the phone with another little dude.
Oh, no.
And he said, hey, you got to go.
Okay.
At least he was man enough to let it happen instead of, listening to her and letting her sit there and stay there. No, he was like, no, you got to go. And he took the pain. He was,
But
I watched him walk around. His shoulders all slumped over. Uh-huh. He's not eating his little fun meals he likes. You know, it doesn't look the same.
Tell him he might be better for it.
The smile is not there on his face.
Tell him that.
I keep telling
Sometimes you just, you know, it's the old saying, hey, life is like a bus stop. There's one coming by all the time.
Yes.
So he'll be better off.
Yeah,
he'll
man,
be better
you live
off.
In Texas. They're everywhere, too, man.
She wasn't right. Yep. He's a good dude. She wasn't right.
She's a great person, nice and all of that, but it just didn't work out for them two together.
Right, push on.
Oh, man. Yeah. You would have thought his puppy was gone.
Three years.
First time that happened to me, my dad actually gave me my first beer. It's like, in the fridge.
Do I need to do something like that? I need to break a seal on something?
Yeah,
a tough one.
Now, with me, of course, it touched off 17 years of alcoholism. So. No, Dad was not responsible for that. But,
I don't know what to do.
That's tough. You hate seeing your kids hurting a little bit.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
At 877-881-1053, let's hit it. We go back to the Pimp Cup where Chris Strong is going to announce who is joining us next. Chris, where are we going?
Dude, we're starting off with a legend on line three, Big Jim from Round Rock. What you drinking? What you thinking, man?
Well, fellas, it's good to talk to you. It's been a little while. I've been under
been
the
a while.
Weather. But hey, I'm back on it. I got me some whiskey, and But, you know, I tell you, one, you just, I'm just, Smite can't see me, obviously, but I'm just grinning from ear to ear because my man Lucius is there in the chair, part of the show, as it should be. I will tell you, our fellas this morning, they did a good job. I rolled over and had to get, I woke up early, had to go take a whiz. You know, when you get old, you have to do that. And I rolled over and fired up that Odyssey app. And by George, they was talking about Scottie Scheffler this morning. I was like, humdinger, man, I can't believe this. This is crazy. But I wanted the Chief and World Trip did a good job this morning. Brodus, I just want to tell you something. I know you get off on this crusty thing, but you may be one of the nicest people in BFW. I've been seeing you jumping on so many other people's, you know, efforts to create content, and you're just a good dude. I watched you with a feller that used to hang out on this show last night, and I just want to tell you, it warms my heart to see a guy like you helping other people, and I just really appreciate that, Brian. I think it speaks
Thank you,
well
sir.
To your character.
Appreciate
and,
that.
But hey, Lucius, man, it's great to have you on, and I don't have anything else to say. I'm just happy you're getting there talking, and I can't wait to LA Live, of course. And
have a great weekend, Jim. There
Thanks,
he
man.
Goes.
I'm having a humdinger of a time, whatever humdinger is.
Humdinger.
Humdinger. Who's next, Chris?
Let's go over to Kenny. Kenny, what you drinking? What you thinking, man?
Hey.
What up?
Kenny? Yeah. Fresh mango, fresh peaches, fresh squeezed oranges, frozen margarita, with two shots of that rock and roll tequila.
Yes, sir.
I'm giving a shout out to the Broadus family. To
Thank
the D-Bag Nation, shout out to them ice hockey and roller hockey handsome grandsons Landon and Maxson. They're in St. Louis at the qualifying tournament for the defending national 12-under rollerblade champion, which will be Dang. The final will be in Tampa in June. What you thinking? I read this a few years ago, and it made a really big impact on me. And it's about a woman named Nancy Green. She was born a slave. She was a great woman, but she's been erased from history. The branding of, she was the first representative of a product, and the product was invented in the 1890s. It was a self-rising flower. And they, in 1893, at the State Fair in Chicago, they served pancakes, and her booth was so crowded they had to call the Chicago police out to direct traffic around the booth and in the fair. They had extra security. She was extremely well paid and was given a lifetime contract until her death in 1923 at age 89. Traveled all over the country, advocated for equal rights to everyone, and the world knew her as Nancy Green, and they also knew her as Aunt Jemima. And
oh.
She is in my Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Moral of the story, no matter how old you are, you can always make an impact in this world. Rock and roll.
Take care, Kenny. Have yourself a great weekend, Kenny and Quinlan.
There you go, Broadus. You feeling motivated?
Feeling really motivated.
Yeah.
No matter how old you are, you can make an impact in this world.
My man said he's got some fresh peaches in his margarita.
Heck yeah, doing it right.
Man, that sounds
he's
incredible.
He's doing it right.
Blended yeah. with some crushed ice. Man, I'll take a virgin peach margarita right now.
Come
that
on.
Sounds wonderful. Okay, who's next, Chris?
Got to take out a loan to get it from here.
No, I'm freaking jealous about that, too. Rodeo Ron, Dallas, what you drink and what you think, man?
We're drinking a little bit of that Jim Beam with a splash of Dr. Pepper. And I'm thinking this. Let's go Stars tonight. Let's go Mavs tomorrow night. But speaking of the Mavs, what do you get when your little best friend gets a new girlfriend?
What's that, sir?
You get a friend that can't go see game six between the Mavs and the Thunder because her foot is bigger than his, and she put her foot down.
No.
But game six, aren't we all glad we don't have new relationship problems? And
yes.
Remember, if you're not hanging out with Rodeo Ron, not going to game six with your best friend, drinking Jim Beam, what the hell are you out of
Yeah. That sucks, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. I think you got a new relationship, things are going well, and then she pulls that on you. It gives you an out.
Yep.
You don't have to go the months or years before yep. you go to the heartbreak. You're just like, okay, this is great because I'm not that attached to you right now.
I'm out of here.
Which means we can break up. Yep. This is so sweet. You know, if only things were that easy in the game of love.
Chris, oh, you say I'm selfish for going to a game with my friend? Awesome.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. So glad you said that.
I can see clearly now. Where are we going next, Chris?
Let's go Polo and Garland. Polo, what you drinking, what you thinking?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I had my son Wednesday, and I'm super excited.
Right on, dude. Congrats, bro.
You had a baby?
Let's go. Yeah.
Yes. Marcus Jr. I got Marcus okay. Jr. I want to send a shout-out to my – what I'm drinking, guys, I'm at the hospital still, so I've been drinking grape juice all day. I want to send a shout-out to my friend Marcus Foster for being there for me, being a great, great – I'm going to call him the best brother in the world. Even though he's my brother by my mother, he's a great brother in the world, still by me through the trials and tribulations of my relationship and my son being born in the world. Hope you all listen to me, Marcus. There's three things I'm thinking about, fellas. One, okay. Jason Kidd. I know Bart, she asked about Jason Kidd. Do I approve?
Come on, man. Be nice.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you put Tim Hardaway in the game in the last 2 minutes of the game, okay. up by five, you need to slap yourself. How are you going to pass the ball to nobody?
I'm with you. Okay, I'm with you on this one.
You're going to miss a wide open layup dropping the ball.
I'm with you.
You want to criticize Luka and Kyrie Irving, Tim Hardaway Sr.? You need to teach your little boy how to dribble. You're supposed to be the king of the crossover. You can't, your little boy can't even dribble, not alone even shoot. Now, Caitlin Clark, I don't hate on your game, but it's other people in the league that are proving themselves. Every commercial, Caitlin Clark. Asher Wilson done won back-to-back championships in WNBA with Las Vegas, whatever people, Aces, and she's just not getting to shoot. Come on, get the racism out the league, man. That should have been on private flight. She could have DFW now. It's a problem. Now, another thing I'm thinking about, Texas Rangers, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Y'all need to slap yourself, get out that championship, and go get you another one. I love y'all. I love my little boy, Gavin. I love you, buddy.
Man,
Broder, I know you upset that DeCorey Moore decommitted from LSU, but I got to go. I'm holding up too much time. I got to see my little boy.
Man, I thought he was honestly going to apologize to Jason Kidd.
No.
But he turned it into.
He found a way.
But I had to agree with him. Yeah. I had to agree with him on that.
You can hear that new dad energy coming out of his voice, too. Congrats to you, Polo. It's time now.
Some decent cigars, too, sir. Please.
To keep it right here in the Comerica backyard of the Globe for the first time in Globe history, Lucius Alexander delivers L.A. Live.
Yeah, L.A. Live on a feel-free Friday. No. I don't like that one. L.A. Live on a free-for-all Friday. Right into the great Rick James.
All right, you scared.
Oh, yeah.
Fire up this funk and let's have a go. It'll make you dance.
I had the vape in my hand the whole time. I haven't hit it, though. This is L.A. Live for Friday, May 17th, 2024. It's a feel-free Friday. Nope, still don't like it. It's a free-for-all Friday here in L.A. Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at KissableDental.com. Your Kissable journey begins today. People, I warn you, every Friday, it's the weekend. I want you to enjoy your 48 hours of liberty, but avoid the law dogs because the judge will not see you until Monday. Unless you play golf, then they're going to let you out and get right back to it. Hey, and the life you save may be your own. So watch what you're doing. Chris, can you give me a weekend warning?
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
That's right. Establish dominance. Do not take any bribery or anything like that. Well, it's not bribes. It's actually a favor, but it's really a bribe in jail. Don't take it. And if you end up in the long arms of the law and a holding cell is in your future, get back, Jack, and get bad. Have you guys ever seen Stir Crazy with Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder?
Get bad.
Yeah. Give me some of that, Chris.
What are you doing?
I'm getting bad. You better get bad, Jack, because you ain't bad. You're going to get
Woo! That's right. I'm just trying to keep you away from the law dogs, y'all. G-Bag the Day, we do it every weekday here on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow every last one of us if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, and he's in the house, is Mr. Ron Washington. The Angels, the California Angels, they had a squeeze play that didn't work out. They tried to lay down a bunt. It failed. Ron Washington, as Ron Washington does, kept it real.
You missed it, but why did you want to call for that?
Lefty on lefty. I didn't sink a ball left-hander. I didn't want him to hit into a double play. He can handle the bat. He didn't do the job. It wasn't anything I did wrong. He didn't do the job. I would have rather went to the ninth inning with a 6-6 lead than to went to the ninth inning the way we did. It didn't work out.
What did you think of some of the at-bats tonight from Seanawell and Paris? Good ones against?
No, very good ones. We fell behind 5-0. We fought back. We tied the ball game. We had a good matchup. Lefty got us. End of the game, the home run the lefty hit was the game. We tried to do something to get back in the game. It didn't work in our favor. But other than that, I thought we did a good job of battling and staying in the game, not giving in, and we got beat.
When a pitcher is that wild, does that make it a little tougher to get
the ball? Wow. He's throwing the ball in the strike zone.
Yeah.
Why are you making excuses? He was throwing the ball in the strike zone. He did not get the bunt down.
Yeah.
Period.
Period.
Oh, man, I love that, bro.
Beating on the table.
Ron joined us 2 hours ago, 2.5 hours ago. He said he loves debates. He loves passion.
Clearly.
He loves, you know, getting into it and talking baseball with people. And you don't have to, like, give any extra to that statement. He said people are reading into it and trying to make it a negative. I was just, you know, saying my piece.
Just keeping it real, man, as Ron does. What's he call it? He said it's pink, frankly. What'd he say? He said something. He used the word right there.
I like to speak frank.
Well, I don't know what it was.
Direct?
Yeah.
Chris, we're going to move ahead from that trolling stuff that I had lined up. This is LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a free-for-all Friday. It's graduation season, folks. A lot of commencement speeches went viral here in 2024. Chris, we're going to skip that Benedict College one in Kansas, too, with the kicker Harrison Buckner stirred up some controversies. I'm not going to play that one, but I did save a clip. It's really nasty. And it's not the stuff him talking about the women's and where they need to be. It's nastier than that. It's what the media didn't pick up and play. It's what they don't want to talk about. But I'm going to leave it alone because it's a feel-free Friday. Still messing that up. Free-for-all Friday. One day I'm going to get that. Duke students, they walked out on Jerry Seinfeld's commencement speech. Turned it back and walked out. Howard University, HU, you know, up there in D.C., canceled the graduation ceremony for the College of Nursing. An hour into the ceremony, imagine you get up there, you're going to go see your people graduate. You done pay for all the rooms and whatnot, and you can't get into the ceremony.
What happened?
It was only 1,500 seats.
Oh, jeez.
It's only 1,500 seats.
We're going to have to reschedule this.
We got all these people.
Cool.
Yeah, so the people that were invited but couldn't get in were outside banging on the windows and the doors and stuff to the point where they even broke some of it. Can you give me some of that, Chris?
Let us in! Let us in! Let us in! Let us in!
Look at that. They're begging to get inside of a school. It's crazy. How about Ohio State? Commencement speaker wrote a speech on ayahuasca, apparently.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah, he said he wrote this on ayahuasca. He calls himself a social entrepreneur. And he graduated from OSU in 1999. His name is Chris Pan. My aunt, she is a professor, I have you know, at OSU, Ohio State.
The Ohio State.
The Ohio State. The whole family over that side goes to Ohio State. Except for one.
Uh-oh.
She went to Michigan.
Oh,
they treat her funny, too.
Oh, yeah.
They treat her funny, too.
Yeah.
In her face, man.
They'll excommunicate you.
Dude, it's kind of weird. They laugh about it, but I see it.
Yeah.
Can we get to some of this commencement speech? Because this is how he started off his speech, and it's really strange. It's different. It's something I've never heard before in a graduation ceremony. Give me some of that, Chris.
I'd like to get started by moving our energy, getting our energy flowing. So if you're able to, please stand and follow my movement. take a deep breath, get real high, and I scream at the top of my lungs.
Bare Naked Ladies, right?
Yeah.
One more time, a little louder. Wake up in the morning. I take a deep breath.
I'd leave at this point, bro.
Scream at the top of my lungs. All right, everybody, to the right.
Now
this,
bounce.
We got this.
This is way better than most commencement speeches so far.
Put your hand on your heart. Take a deep breath in. Inhale. Two, three, four. Hold.
Yeah.
Two.
Is this a spin class?
Three, four. Exhale. Two, three, four. Hold. Two, three, four.
Wow. He said he wrote that speech on ayahuasca, but I would argue that he's still on it.
He's still on it.
How much does Ohio State cost tuition-wise? Because imagine you sitting there, you paid all this tuition, and here come this fool telling you to sing Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
Great
Not
stuff.
A bad idea.
Not a bad idea, though.
Definitely unique.
I mean, he went viral.
A little different.
Yeah, he went viral. Let's go to Thomas Jefferson University. Sounds like a real place.
Yes.
Thomas Jefferson University. Mm. I go to the University of America. Thomas Jefferson University. The presenter butchered students' names during the Jefferson College of Nursing graduation ceremony. I'll play a little bit of this and then tell you what her excuse was. Give me some of that, Chris. What's these names?
Candidates for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Nursing. Asiya Musina Abdur Rahman.
What? Maybe it's foreign. I don't know.
Zainab Noor Ahmad.
No.
Deanna Aubed. Carolina Abaroki.
Okay, Abaroki. Pause this.
Pause.
All right, so what her excuse was that she was reading these phonetically.
Yes.
Like, what is that thing with the newsreaders read?
Teleprompter.
The teleprompter. Okay, so if you can't read things phonetically, what are we doing?
You cannot go through. You've got to make sure that is the one thing you cannot screw up.
Come on,
or get people, or get somebody that can.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, and this is a representative of the college.
That's what I'm saying.
This is not a student that volunteered to do this.
Let me tell you, Bennett went to school at Green Hill, and there are a lot of Indian students that go there as well.
Yeah.
And some difficult last names.
Right.
You talk about pride in the faculty being able to pronounce.
Good for them.
Every one of those names. I mean, like, just roll off their tongue. That is a big, big moment. You can't screw that up for those people.
You've got family sitting out there. People are recording.
Exactly.
And you say, Habajad Hibanad.
Exactly. You mess it. No.
And that was Michael Johnson.
Yeah.
That was the name I was going to say. Mukunad. Juliana.
No, can't do it.
It's ridiculous, man. Thomas Jefferson University. Is there still more of that audio right there?
Yeah, we got some left if you want to hear it.
Yeah, play some more.
Carolina Abaroki.
I like that Abaroki.
Reem Alturk. Carolina Urina.
These are not names.
It can't be.
You're just freestyling.
Yeah. Can't be.
You're just freestyling, man. Not names. Hey, you know what? I'm going to do this, too, before we get out of here, Chris. I am going to go back to that trolling stuff because I think it's awful and people should know. I'm just going to play one clip of it, though. Internet clout chasing is getting out of hand. It's getting out of control, people. Everyone is guilty. I see a lot of internet clout chasing coming from, like, movie studios or maybe music business. Nothing online is really organic. It's not fully organic. It's trolling. And pretty soon, trolling is going to be a crime. I know that sounds like a reach, but I have a clip that maybe you will support me on saying it should be a crime. There's a young man in California, and he's been calling people that have lost their dog. Sad, traumatic situation when you lose your dog.
and he's acting like he found their dogs.
Oh, no.
No.
And he calls them. Play one for me, Chris.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, is this Brittany? Hey, I saw your poster in a Facebook Lost and Found, Lost Dogs group, and I think I found Roxy.
You found Roxy?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a black and white dog?
Yes, ma'am.
This is evil.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, can you, just so I can make sure she's yours, can you, like, call her name for me?
Yeah, Roxy.
Again?
Roxy.
Bro. Sorry.
It shouldn't be funny. That's really bad. It shouldn't
be
funny.
Is he a Gen X guy?
Yeah.
Sounds like something we'd do.
Yeah, that's sort of like the Jerky Boys.
The Jerky Boys.
Hey, we have nothing to do. No internet, no video games for the next 14 hours. What are we going to do?
That's really sad, man, because for a moment there, that lady thought she found her, he found her dog.
That is very sad, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said he's going to hell with gasoline draws on.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah, it's all right, buddy. We're just having fun. What's going on? And, one more suggestion before we get out of here. L.A., you got to call it Freak Off Fridays. R.I.P. to P. Diddy. All right, yo, that's my time. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I'll see y'all next week.
Thank you, sir. L.A. Live every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. We got a double shot of Sands. His Rangers preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing, and we're back with him next year. Live from the Globe and the Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.